It is great to be here for another book club. Always so much fun. Always love talking books. So thank you for having me. Today, I have got a new novel from award-winning Australian novelist Claire Thomas. Now, Claire Thomas is the author of Fugitive Blue, which won the Dobby Award for Women Writers, as well as being longlisted for the Miles Franklin Literary Award. Claire is an academic who teaches literary studies and creative writing. She has a new novel that I'm going to discuss today. It's called The Performance. Now, The Performance centres around three women attending a staging of Samuel Beckett's Happy Days. Inside the theatre, the air is conditioned to a chill, a matter of stark contrast to the world outside. Bushfires rage around the city, and each of the women have navigated this sweltering outer world to find some modicum of solitude and peace within the theatre. As the play begins, each of the women find their minds drifting out through memory, their lives, and into the pressures that threaten their peace. I want to start with the visceral sensations that Thomas evokes in her own staging of the performance. And make no mistake, this novel is staged much like the ways in which a theatre production is staged, except that Thomas's genius is that so much of the staging revolves around the interior worlds of the mind. Now, when I read The Performance, I was at least a year away from the last time I'd sat in a crowded theatre space. COVID has taken so much of those connections and those shared artistic experiences from us. Now, the closeness, and let's not over-romanticize it, and claustrophobia of sitting together through a performance is, I guess, a unique bodily experience. In so many ways, the close physicality invites the audience to dissociate a little bit and enter the world of the play in front of them. Juxtaposing the heat and the atmospheric discomfort of the fires with the chill squeeze of the theatre, it felt to me like Thomas was inviting us to consider that imperfect balance between our physical and our interior, our mental worlds. Now, Margot, Summer, and Ivy occupy their own distinct worlds. Margot is a successful academic and a new grandmother. Ivy, a philanthropist and a new mother. And Summer is a student and in equal parts overwhelmed by the possibilities of her future and her fear and her love for her girlfriend who is so close to the firefront. As they look out onto the stage, they're invited to consider life through the central figure of Winnie. And here, if you're not familiar with Beckett's play Happy Days, it is a very unique, very dialogue-dense performance featuring the central motif. Beckett's half-buried woman smiling magnanimously out into the world while her husband remains silent and half-hidden. The image seems almost this mirror inviting reflection to each of the women. Now, around about now in my commentary, I feel compelled to acknowledge that the performance explores the inner lives of these three women. I'm not a woman. I am a cis heterosexual man. And my reading here, for me, at least, I found it became this exercise in identification and understanding. As each of the women considered motherhood, say, their relationships with their mothers, their feelings of being mothers and grandmothers, I had to consider, in part, my own relationship with my mother, whilst acknowledging that that parallel is incomplete. So my starting point, I guess, was an invitation to explore these women's perspectives and how they might relate. And relate back to me with the women in my life. I took this as an opportunity, like a way to work a little in my own interior world. Within the framework of the novel, I was an audience to each woman's experience and her performance of life. In an extraordinary turn, the narrative flips, around about the halfway point, the narrative flips into a kind of play script as the show breaks for intermission. Here, we're shown the women in the flesh and we can see how the rich and varied interior world might become muted, even silenced, in the face of many and competing voices. In their own lives, the women consider the ways in which their worlds may open up or more frequently be silenced. Margot's being pushed towards a retirement she doesn't want. Ivy's unsure whether she's seen for more than her money, while Summer feels inauthentic in her struggle to carve out some sort of space. Now, I won't pretend my reading is exclusive or even necessarily what Thomas intended, but I was absolutely captivated by the invitation to enter these inner worlds of these three extraordinary women and the opening up of the perspectives that it offered to me. The Performance is absolutely a novel that I'll be revisiting, and I'd recommend you book yourself in for a show too. So today in the book club, I was discussing Claire Thomas's The Performance. It's out now from Hachette thank you again for having me in for a bit of bookish talk. I'll see you next week. Till then, happy reading.